Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
That's amazing. I mean, I remember you came in, and of course we made the remarkable video for the song when you came in.
My first music video for that song.
I thought that was the unauthorized, but I you know, I guess there's another real video too, but I was bragging to people that I was in the Demi Lovato video, and they're like, no, you're not. And so then I got sad. But that's, I mean, what a great hit that you've got there, huh? Everybody's loving it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited. And now I'm performing it at the VMAs, which is even cooler.
Yeah. Well, so was that this weekend?
Yeah, this is, it's going to be on Sunday.
Okay, it's Sunday. That's live. You're doing the song live. It's the weekend's going to be there, and a whole bunch of people. How many times would you say you've done that song live?
I've actually only done that song live probably about 10 times, 10, 15 times.
Yeah, get it up to 20 before you do the VMAs, and you'll feel about it.
I'm going to rehearse, so I'm going to rehearse for sure.
Yeah, that's right. And that goes down Sunday, August 30th, 8, 9 Central on MTV. Guess who was with us the other day sitting in the little stool?
Mm-hmm.
My love.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, did you see the video?
Yeah, I watched it.
Well, it's so cute. You guys are so cute together. I only get you separately together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like I hang out with you both, but I hang out with you individually.
But yeah, we feel you together with him when he is here, and now we can feel his presence with you.
Cute. I love that.
Did you, and I know that I don't want to get too personal, but how does he look on the accelerator at Knott's Berry Farm?
He looks very happy. I think he was like laughing the whole time.
Right.
And he's awesome.
Because you went to Knott's Berry Farm for your birthday, I see.
Yes, we did.
What's your favorite birthday cake?
Well, vanilla with vanilla frosting.
That's
and
mine
just, like,
too.
Birthday cake sprinkles.
The cheaper, the better. Like if you get like a really like, you know what I mean?
I don't want to ruin your cake parade, but yeah. I don't like cake.
You don't?
Oh, I prefer ice cream cake.
Please.
Ice cream cake is more fun.
Yeah, well, we're going to get our...
I like the cold, you know what I mean? I prefer the ice cream cake. Hey, also, Demi Lovato's with us now. It is 9:04. She has the most addicting app. I don't know if you've played it, but Path to Fame. Are you as addicted as all of us? Tanya doesn't even work here anymore. She just plays her app.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Yeah, you know what? I wanted my own game because I started playing Kim's game, and I was like, you know what? I want my own. So because I was so addicted, and so then we created this one, and it's actually turned out to be pretty awesome, pretty addicting, and my fans love it, and even people who aren't fans love it. So that's
but the concept
for me as well.
The concept is you choose between relationships, friendships, and success.
Yeah, so the difference between other games and this one is that I wanted to give it perspective. So, for instance, you may have an opportunity to be on the cover of your favorite magazine ever, but it's also your sister's birthday. So you have to choose what's more important to you, your career or your family. And so, you know, say you choose your little sister's birthday, that has to come out of your paycheck because you can only fly private to make it in time.
That's such that's such a fun, great game. It's so good.
Yeah. And so your scores go up on different levels. So, for instance, you can, same with a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, you have to choose between that and relationships with your fans or just different things like that. And it really kind of puts it into perspective what it's like making these decisions on a daily basis as a pop star.
And that's why we become addicted, because we picture ourselves as a little Lovato. Yeah. It's called Path to Fame. That's the app if you want to play that. It is true. You're in these situations. What we do, just Ellen, you know, yes, this. What we've done in terms of birthdays now with my family,
yeah,
If we're unavailable, we just move the birthday.
Oh, like my dad's that's what you've been doing.
My dad's was a month ago. We're just celebrating it on Saturday. Remember mine? I turned...
You turned December into February.
Mine's the 24th, but I was too busy, so we pushed it to February.
That's right.
You know, it's kind of a fun game we play in real life.
You got to have your team, like, set aside your birthday and say for a year before, like, you can't plan anything on my birthday.
But my team likes to overplan me.
Well, then you have to play the game, and you have to be like, what's more important, my career or my birthday?
Oh, it's so cool for the summer. It's my fave. All right, Demi Lovato, we'll see you at
vote for it. It's up for a VMA, too.
Yeah, you can vote for that, and we'll see you August 30th this Sunday, 8, 9 Central, on MTV. Thanks for calling. Tell
thank you,
cute little boy of yours, we say hi.
I will. Love you all, and I wish I was there in studio with you.
But you're in
next
spirit,
time.
And I'm in your video, so we're living together.
Exactly. All there right. You go.
Bye, Demi.
All right, bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
I
die.
I just love her so much. It's weird.
You know, I'm feeling the same weirdness.
Yeah.
Like, I love her more than even before 9.
I agree, and I didn't even think that was humanly possible.
Right?
She's so worth being late to class.
It's like, literally, I live, and then I die. And I find myself enjoying both. I might pay some bills in a second if I live.